Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon or good evening, depending where wherever you are. Bailed myself out of the good mornings there, didn't I? Welcome to Cow Daily. We're 3 days in a row here. We're on a streak. Nice. This one's on racism, trolls, what's been happening with Apsana Begum, and obviously the entire crack with the Labour Party. I'm really concerned that there seems to be two realities operating. The delusional one and... reality. It's just basic reality. So I'm going to try and detail a bit more fires in this one. But before I do, something I wanted to point out, right? Firstly, thank you to everybody for the support. We got back into the top 40 on iTunes. We're above Sarah Vine's Female Daily Mail half hour. What a belter. Sorry for making the divorce even worse for you, Sarah. An Inconvenient Ruth, which is an LBC show featuring that Scottish Ruth Tory and BBC Wales cast, who I have no problem with. However, just in at number two, new podcast in our category, the actual fucking CIA. We've been there before. We can do it again with your help. But this time, it's the CIA. Come on. So what do we need? Please go to the links in the description for Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please go and give us a nice 5-star review, say a nice few words about it and share it with your friends, because I swear to God, I'll keep turning up every day if you keep supporting. So honestly, can you imagine the crack of getting above the CIA? It's dark times. It would provide a bit of levity and a bit of light. Also, it would really help us like get plenty of exposure. And also, can you imagine the day it happened? Crack Central. So please help us get above the CIA. Go to the links in the description for Spotify and, well, it says Apple Podcasts, iTunes, it's the same thing. And then the world shall know peace. And also, it would be utterly hilarious that would sit alongside the CIA and they'd actually know who we are. Probably not great though, but funny. That'll be funny. Anyway, back to this show. Please go to patreon.com/the Cow Daily. Why am I saying the Cow Daily on a URL? I don't know. patreon.com/Cow Daily. patreon.com/Cow Daily. Also links in the description of PayPal. If you would like to leave a one-off donation to support our work or even buy me a pint and or coffee, that would be very much appreciated. Right, on with the show. What we got for you today? This is kind of like sprang up from a post I put up this morning, which is this one. So I'm going to read it out just to set the scene. Good morning, everybody, particularly the people who refuse to read the Ford report and or watch the Labour files and who then want to give me grief for pointing out their findings. In part three, it gives this extract from the Ford report in reference to the Labour Party. Not a welcoming place for people of colour. That's Martin Ford KC, obviously King's Counsel now, used to be QC. That's going to take a while getting used to, isn't it? Instead of being in denial, focusing your frustrations at me to the level I again wake up to a boatload of abuse. I bloody did. It's ridiculous, man. I'm against racism. What can you say? Based in you not dealing with object reality and needing somewhere for that to go, maybe you should watch and read the material there so you can make an informed decision. Calling me a Tory for being an anti-racist and pointing these things out the media don't seem to want to do does nothing to me. I stay in my center. I know who I am, but it does expose you as someone who clearly bends when it's tough times. And look, I can understand that, man. Like, we'll go on to that later on in the show, though. Remember Black Lives Matter? Well, unlike Starmer, I don't believe it was a moment. These are people's lives, people of colour we're talking about, and you want me to shut up and vote for something found to be an unwelcoming place for people of colour? Laughable at best, and that's me being kind because I understand people are likely psychologically beaten down post-lockdown and current cost of greed scandal amongst all the personal things we have all going on weighing us down. I get it, man. I'm going through it myself. But here's the thing. Refusing to deal with reality whilst projecting that confusion and frustration on people who will says nothing about the people you project upon and everything about who you are. We are here because we mean it. We contrary to unpopular belief, it would seem, we certainly aren't here to change our profile pictures black for a week and clutch our pearls like anti-racism is a moment. Anti-racism should be normal to us all wherever it is found. I hope this clears up some of the confusion you seem to be having. We haven't changed. We are the same. It's you who has done the changing. One love to all, as ever. And I mean that last bit. Like, even if I disagree with you, we want to try and debate this out. So if anybody's got a problem with any of this, holler at your boy. We'll get you on the show and we'll talk about it in good faith. I'll give you good faith if you give it to me. If you don't, I'll give you it back. That's how it works. Always respect, though. So that's what sprang this off. But also what sprang it off was watching part three of the Labour files last night. I've obviously read the Ford report as well. I don't want to actually cut people of colour loose and live in a world of fucking delusion. What else do we have here? So this morning, Nadia Jammer, a Labour NEC member, tweeted this out. Labour NEC term completed, direct debit cancelled, resignation letter in the post. That's from the party as a member. The closer I got to the heart of the party, the more determined I've become to have nothing more to do with it. Hashtag toxic. Every socialist staying in, sending my sincere condolences. Just before we went on air, Nadia put this out, and I've took a little sample from the tweet thread that she put out. What she says is, the Ford report clearly demonstrated the dysfunction and disunity aimed to undermine Corbyn's leadership. That factionalism continues, in my opinion, albeit now aimed at left members. Whilst I know others have decided to stay, my time in Labour had to end. I couldn't, with good conscience, continue to stay involved with such hypocrisy and dishonesty from what is meant to be a democratic socialist party. I have no confidence that the recommendations from Ford will be implemented properly to prevent factionalism if it highlighted, and I see no desire from the current leader to protect the broad church of views within the party. Now, if you were tuned in yesterday, you would know that we did a bit on Can We Trust Keir Starmer? It's there. It's on all the podcast carriers. Go and check it out. We pulled up this tweet, and it's been deleted from Labour to Win, which is basically like the sort of right-wing momentum in Labour, really. What it says is, the job isn't finished yet. We need to follow through and shut that door on the hard left. Still can't stop thinking of Larry Grayson, where it can never be opened again. And that is a member of the NEC who is saying it, which is lovely, which is Gurinder Singh Josan CB. I sound pal. So anyway, Labour to Win deleted that tweet, and the internet keeps receipts. So this is never going to end. Think about what's just been said in that tweet thread as well. A member of the National Executive Council resigned on that basis, referencing the Ford report and everything else that we're all trying to talk about, apart from the people, it would seem, who want now to do with this and just want to pretend that Labour are all fine. What else do we have? We have Pamela Fitzpatrick. She was one of the people in the Labour Files documentary, and she tweeted this out yesterday. There is something truly dystopian that while so many people are in shock at the horrific culture and practices of Labour revealed by Al Jazeera English, to see all the grinning faces and self-congratulatory backslapping stemming from Labour conference and the total media blackout. This is why we're making whatever contribution, small, large, or otherwise, to getting here every fucking day and talking about this. Think about what went on between 2015 and 2019 in regards the way the media in the UK treated the Labour leadership because of allegations of racism, right? Now, an independent report by a KC, formerly QC, states clearly that there's a hierarchy of racism within the Labour Party. I'm also going to pull up a quote because I want to get it absolutely right, because you just have to. So this is a direct quote from Ford, where he says, "It's the Labour Party is not a welcoming place for people of colour. We've got members of the NEC doing their two-year term and then getting off because they just can't be associated with this toxic shit." When what we're seeing is they're like, oh, we'll do some kind of like workshops and staff training and all that. Can we look at the treatment of people previously? It's not the same because allegations of racism. go and watch the Labour files, man. Like, please, please. There's people, like, look, I'm white. I'm a white man. This doesn't, like, really affect. I can go through fucking society and all that. It's people who aren't white who are fucking, once again, having to fucking deal with trauma. And can you imagine what it's like in a so-called democratic socialist party that's meant to stand against racism and then looking around and seeing this dystopia of it's not being reported about to the same level as the other racism that was alleged to have been happening within the party? That's a fucking hierarchy of racism, man. That. Honestly, man, like, I really didn't want to get up high, but it's fucking racism, man. You're either an anti-racist or you're not. Where's the fucking gray area here, you know? It's evidentially clear there's a problem within the Labour Party for people of colour. And it seems anybody who stands alongside people of colour. So are they going to get that fucking sorted out? And are we going to hold them accountable? Because you appear to be asking anti-racists to vote for a party which operates a hierarchy of racism and is not a welcoming place for people of colour. I don't know why I'm even making this now. Like, why? Like, I don't want to appear all hectoring in that, but I'm so fucking pissed off having, like, sat through that absolute horror of what's detailed in the Labour files on Al Jazeera and read the Ford report. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, how on earth can you not watch that? That's what people are fucking saying. Like, can't watch that. Somebody literally said, oh, I'm not watching that. Conspiracy theory. I'm not reading that conspiracy. Seriously, in our comments, it's a fucking King's Counsel. It was an independent fucking investigation. It's Martin Ford, Casey. What the fuck, man? What's going on here? Like, what is wrong with people, man? Right, so I'm going to carry on anyway. Do you know what it is? Fuck this. I'm sick of apologizing for this. Like, I'm sick and tired of apologizing for, like, holding an anti-racist position. So I don't apologize, and I'm sick and tired of going, oh, I said I wouldn't get angry and all that. Motherfucker, I'm angry. Like, I thought I was part of a movement where this was just baked in. Turns out, when it gets a bit fucking naughty, like, where's the anti-racism? Fuck off. Like, there's people of colour out here and they're having a mare. Like, and that's within England. Imagine looking out there and seeing fascists getting elected in Italy and Sweden and all around. This is serious shit, man. Like, this is literally sleepwalking into fascism. If you look at the show we did the other day or listen to it, right, about Giorgia Meloni forming a government in Italy, right? We're detailing quite clearly the international, like, fascist network that's trying to take things over. And if you check Liz Truss's manifesto versus theirs, the Italian government, as about to be, are to the left of the Tory party. We had a tweet from Liz Truss saying that, congratulations, blah, 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 Italy and the UK are allies. Fucking brilliant. Like, this is not a fiction. Like, I'm getting up here showing my face every fucking day and I'm feeling canny exposed, like. But, like, what we've got to, like, this is the point where we've got to stand up, you know what I mean? And, like, we've got to just, like, I get that we're all knackered, man. I am knackered. I was ill for an entire year. Thought I was going to die at least twice. Like, I'm not looking for fucking medals or anything. And this is mad stressful doing this shit, but, like, we've got to do it, man. Like, it's not just, oh, we just need to shut up because we've got to just do things that we think we can win. The one of those meltiest things I've heard recently, it's like, listen, like, in a society which has entrenched racism in it, it's sometimes just about the fight. Like, win what? I mean, maybe there'll always be racism, but I tell you what, on the fucking road to reducing it, we need to be fucking standing alongside people of colour. Like, I'm talking to fucking white people here. Like, do you know what it is? When all this, like, white privilege stuff come out, and I'm going right off piste here, there's loads more, but, like, I need to fucking say this. when that, well, the white privilege theory and all that kind of stuff first came out, straight away, and my initial reaction, and it was probably down to some kind of internalized prejudice, was like, I'll just fuck off with that shit, man. We're all equal. We all know this. I tell you fucking what, if this isn't a case in point in white privilege, in terms of being able to look the other way and then just like wave Labour Party through into government whilst none of this is addressed or dealt with, whilst Nadia Jammeh is leaving for the NEC because she doesn't believe that the findings of the Ford report will be implemented or change anything, then we've got a problem. There cannot be any unity without truth and reconciliation. There just can't. Like, how on earth do you expect people who've been used and abused, like a lot of people on the left were during that period of time, to then just turn around now and just be like, oh yeah, this is all fine. Fuck off, man. It's not going to happen. Like, people need to be shown that they were let down, and they were. And I think in part, I let them down. But in mitigation, I was fucking ill. And the stress that I was under at the time was raj, but I tried my best to give what I had at the time, but it wasn't enough. And I acknowledge that totally. And I'm making amends for that now. Doesn't matter that I was ill. Doesn't matter. It's fucking disgusting what some people have been put through, losing jobs, people like dying from the stress. Horrible. Horrible. So anyway, before we move on to the next part of this, we're going to take some of your comments. What we got? Right. Joanne's saying, come on. Come on, StreamYard, get them comments on the screen. Need to watch Labour Files 3, Me Too, White and Raging. Mate, seriously, I had to leave it a couple of days before I could watch it because I was so furious off the first two. And I got up at 6:30 this morning to do this because I watched part three last night and I just couldn't not. I couldn't like not speak up, and I couldn't look myself in the mirror if I didn't make some kind of small contribution to like sort of promoting what's actually going on. So Dan KF is saying, I've tried asking exactly the same questions about the Ford report and the Al Jazeera doc on local Labour FB pages and the other Labour pages, and the silence is deafening. It's because they fucking melt, mate. Fact, they can hate on us all they want. Like, if this weight of evidence is presented and people like silence is complicity. Facts, you can't fucking walk away from people who've been targeted for racism and expect to call yourself an anti-racist. Get that fucking like black square that you changed for Black Lives Matter moment, as it's being called, and fucking hang your head in shame. If you did that and you're not speaking up now, hang your fucking head in shame. And I don't care if you're unfollowers at this point, because this is serious shit, which is morally reprehensible. We have to speak. It's not about anything else other than standing shoulder to shoulder with people who are being oppressed. Is that not what we are? What else we got? SJ Nielsen, we'd probably never win, sadly, but it's about what's right and wrong, solidarity. Exactly, mate. Like, it's about the journey and the people around you. And do you know what it is? We might just win. Because what does happen during these times of economic catastrophe, which is what it is, if you look at history, people do move to extremes, and obviously the right know that, and they're not tired. They're not fucking sitting licking their wounds. They're cock a fucking hoop. And they know that we, any opposition, are knackered and broken because we're being targeted. So what do we do? Just sit and take that. I mean, look, we're tired, man. I get it. I'm fucking knackered. I'm worried I might get ill again. But at the same time, I've got people around us helping us with that balance. So solidarity, as SJ points out there, is having people in your life as well going, look, take a break. And I'm blessed I've got that. I've got that with you guys out there too. And I appreciate that more than you ever know. Robert Grady, nothing is ever solved by ignoring issues. Absolutely, mate. Simple as that. We've got to face these things head on. So I want to kind of like switch focus a little bit, and then I'll be coming back to this, but it's part of this entire same thing. I've noticed as well the lack of people who know about what happened to Apsana Begum. I don't even think that's your fault. It's in part I mean, look, we've all got like fucking these things in my hands 24/7. So it's not a total excuse. We can search this stuff out. But this is what's been happening at Apsana. This is a speech that she gave at the World Transformed Festival, which is like the fringe festival of the Labour conference going on at the moment. Now to do the Labour Party. It's a completely independent festival, by the way. You'll probably see why when you see what Apsana's got to say. Really be interested in your comments after this. Look, it's 8 minutes long, but we need to give voice to these things, and I don't see this anywhere else on the fucking media and all that. This is Apsana Begum. This is what happened to her.
Clapping now and applauding and showing your love for Apsana Begum.
Thank you, TWT. You all make it so worthwhile coming back, and I'm glad to be back. And I'm going to go straight into it. I think it's no secret that I've had first-hand experiences of the factionalism and racism exposed in the Ford report. And you would have thought, as the first hijab-wearing MP, that there would have been even more support for somebody like me becoming a Labour MP. But we know, from the Labour Party, the fact is it's been the absolute opposite. And I've never been given a fair chance. And the level of inhumanity towards me has just been chilling. I'm sure those of you that are in the know and those of you that have read and have learnt about it find it chilling. But I was chilled to my bones with what has happened to me. Now, the recent trigger ballot process in Poplar and Limehouse has been riddled with intimidation, harassment, and allegations, particularly from women members, the misuse of data, an array of membership irregularities, and allegations of fraud and even bribery. Yet what I've now learnt is that the party had the audacity to brief that they had not received many complaints. And it's only because of local members dedicated and courageous that those injustices were brought to light and that the party had to even eventually admit otherwise. Senior officials in the Labour Party briefed that there was a lack of evidence despite the testimonies of so many local members, mainly women, and despite an array of evidences submitted to the Labour Party. There was even an audio recording of a conversation with an individual who was listed as having attended one of these trigger ballot meetings, who admitted that he wasn't in attendance and that somebody else had logged in as him into the meeting using his name. There's even video evidence of a meeting that was coordinated and took place in a basement, including local Labour figures from other branches who were not supposed to be there. Now, a few weeks into the trigger ballot process, I was signed off sick by my GP, which the party and Keir Starmer and his office were made aware of. And I could not continue with that campaign and participate in that process due to my ill health. And despite the party being in possession of and in receipt of the sick note, the party briefed and denied its existence until pushed further. And I can't think of any circumstance where it would be acceptable to ignore a sick note in this way. That too from a party that says it is a party of Labour. And all of this after the incredible trauma of that horrendous and malicious trial, which was undertaken and carried out by a Labour-led Tower Hamlets council and the attempt to send me to jail. Yeah. Comrades, I think there's no doubt in my mind why I'm being targeted. I'm being targeted because I'm a socialist, Muslim, working class woman. That is why I'm being targeted. I'm being targeted because when the local Labour council fired and rehired council workers, I stood on the picket line with those local council workers. I'm being targeted because I have stood for workers across all different sectors. And I'm being targeted because I opposed cuts by my Labour council, cuts to services such as our public nurseries, such as our language services. I'm being targeted because I was one of 13 MPs who voted against the Tories' real terms cuts to pensions and benefits. I'm being targeted because I refused to sit on the fence. I'm being targeted because I refuse to abstain when the Tories are putting us under attack with their bills. And I'm being targeted because I speak out about Islamophobia and institutional racism. And ultimately, I'm being targeted because I still hold on to that socialist vision of hope and redistribution of wealth and the democratization of our society that Jeremy Corbyn's leadership ignited in our hearts. Now, I want to say this isn't just about me. This is happening to all of us. I know that my experiences are not happening in isolation, but that members all over are suffering. But we must understand that the determination to get rid of me, to get rid of you, to get rid of all of us on the left is a testament to our power. They wouldn't be resorting to these tactics if they didn't fear what we are capable of. And we really must start to understand that. I don't know what the future will hold, but I want to make this very, very clear. This socialist, Muslim, working class woman will not be silenced. They're doing to all of you. I know they're doing it to all of you. Now, with the cost of living crisis devastating our communities, with the climate disaster upon us, with workers and trade unions under constant attack, and everyone here, we must all go to the Dockers strike before we leave Liverpool, either tonight or tomorrow. We all must pay a visit before we go and show our solidarity. With our civil liberties being eroded, with migrants being persecuted and scapegoated, with our services being decimated, we owe it to each other, we owe it to future generations, but we owe it to ourselves in the present as well, to stand together and resist. Solidarity, everyone. Solidarity. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Still back in the stream. We're back. Right, let us know what you think of what happened to Absana Begum. I know what I think about it. Absolutely disgusting. But you know what else I think about it? What an utterly inspirational woman. And given everything that she's been through in a party that should have been rallying around at every level and circling the wagons, it did the opposite, and that is fucking disgusting. Disgusting. Let us remind you, right, about this deleted tweet. Labour to win. The job isn't finished yet. We need to follow through and shut the door on the hard left where it can never be open again. That was said just the other day at Labour conference, man. At a fringe event, the World Transform, where Absana was speaking there, Man, it means the people in that room. It's factional war, and they're still waging it, man. And you people want to say, like, get behind the Labour Party. It's fucking done, man. It's not for us. We can't trust them, even if they did get elected, and they might just get elected by default. But I was going to say, until they, like, make amends and do all of that, honestly, I don't even think there's making amends. Like, have you seen the people who are still there? Ridiculous. I'm not voting for a party that puts somebody like Jess Phillips into government. Are you kidding? Out of your minds. Top and bottom of it is, we're anti-racist or we're not. So let's take some more comments before we head off for today. What we got? So on the original post, Min Clifford says, my friends from Media 2, which I assume is like a production company, work for Al Jazeera and produce the graphics for all the programs. Al Jazeera's editor used to work for the BBC at one time for Newsnight. Good ammunition against the negative comments to deflect the truth exposed in the series. Amazing journalism. It's so great to hear the words spoken about things we already knew to be true. Cheers for that, Min. Like, really appreciate the input. If they ever want to hop on the podcast, your pals, tell them to just fucking inbox us or send us an email. I'd love to talk to them. What else we got? Stuart Cranny, I wonder what Zara Sultan MP thinks of this, by the way. I think she's a decent person, one of the few good ones in this Labour Party. I agree, I think she is. I don't know what she thinks about it, but similarly, if Zara wants to come on, we'll probably contact her at some point and make that happen if she says yes, of course. Cathal Burney, totally appreciate what you're saying, and I clicked through the Ford report when link was provided. The fact is, most people haven't the time to wade through something that long. Absolutely spot on, Cathal. I appreciate there's an odd bit highlighted, but they really should release an abridged version so people who have busy lives can get a flavour of what was said without having to put that much time aside. Absolutely spot on, mate. That's exactly what should happen. And if nobody else does it, we'll do it. Maybe it's like a little 5-minute video with some key points or something like that. I don't know. James Summerson Hollywood, hello mate. Not researching and using the term Tory shows the level of ignorance. Please don't waste your time on ignorant people. Many of us are listening, take notes, keep up the great work. Appreciate that loads, mate. Positive things like that really do offset the fucking deluge of shite that sometimes I wake up to. So thanks, mate. Much appreciated. I used to find it very hard to take compliments now, but my partner's been fully working on us and just really good at like making us see that I should be able to accept it, and it's actually powering people off if I don't. So I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Elnan Gould, thank you. It's so hard and boring responding. If you don't support Stormy, you must be a Tory. It is, but we must, and we've got to keep going. Steve Jackson, the Al Jazeera investigates Labour files has been broadcast on a national news channel, freely available to anyone with a TV license. The third part, I believe, is broadcast tonight. It's actually on YouTube now, dude. There's little excuse not to watch it and make a judgment afterwards rather than defend a stance based on emotion as opposed to evidence. It's time political debate was based on evidence rather than fantasy. Keep up the good work. Cheers, brother. Appreciate you, and absolutely spot on again. Who else we've got? We'll take another couple. Publish their names. There's a good chance that will be the same people attacking other similar sites too. In terms of trolls, I might do a troll exposure thing in the future, but they're going to kiss me fucking ass, basically. Ian Barlow, last comment we'll take just now. The level of hate received from Dyad Labour has been shocking. And surprise, surprise, they instantly dismiss the Labour files as fake and only cherry-pick what they want out of the Ford report. They're utterly blind and ignorant. I think they are, but I also think there's something else with that. I think delusion does play a part. And here's the definition of it. Delusion, an idiosyncratic belief or impression maintained despite being contradicted by reality or rational argument, typically as a symptom of a mental disorder. I mean, I don't want to go that far. I'm not here to diagnose people. I do know people are scared, though. And I'm showing empathy on that basis. We're all scared. And sometimes when people are scared, they do or say or cape for really weird shit that like helps them feel a bit more in control or things are normal. So I'm sorry, but things aren't normal. The delusion goes on, the action of deluding or the state of being deluded, what a capacity television has for delusion as an example. Here's the definition of racism, right? I shouldn't have to fucking do this, but this is what I feel like I have to do. Racism, prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism by an individual, community, or institution against a person or people on the basis of their membership of a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is a minority or marginalized. An example, a program to combat racism. The belief that different races possess distinct characteristics, abilities, or qualities, especially so as to distinguish them as inferior or superior to one another. Theories of racism. Look, we've done three shows this week. A lot of it's around the subject of racism, rise of fascism. I'm not saying the Labour Party or fascist party, not saying that at all, but they're certainly not left-wing and they certainly have no solutions for millions of people living in poverty. And Martin Ford says, not a welcoming place for people of colour. So until that gets figured out, well, I was going to say, maybe we'll start looking. I'll fuck the Labour Party. It's done. I'll never vote for you again. What has been done with the same people that are in there with a production line of fucking soulless pretend arseholes to take the place. I'm out. I'm done. Please do, though, however, comment, rate, and subscribe. And also, please help us gain a small victory over the CIA. Some would say maybe Pyrrhic, but it'll be bloody funny. So go to the links in the description, please. Give a nice 5-star review and comment on Spotify and on iTunes/Apple Podcasts, same thing. Then the world shall know peace and we'll have some fucking fantastic crack. Last comments from people, what we got? Zoe Jarrett, so inspirational, brave, and shouldn't be needed in what's meant to be a progressive party. Obviously referring to Absalom Gum. Absolutely spot on, Zoe. SJ Nielsen, powerful speech. What a woman. Fully agree with you. Joanne, Labour have no intention of making amends. Do appreciate it. Thank you very much, everybody. Hopefully see you tomorrow if I haven't been blackbagged by the man. But yeah, please help me defeat the CIA. Be much appreciated, huns. Bye now. Love you.